Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread, and the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises, just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at hero.co with code IHEART. That's hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
So much of what we talk about here on Talk to Me Sis is the support that we need and the real lived experience that families go through when they have someone with an intellectual or developmental disability. And we talk a lot about support and the different organizations that give it and the things that families need. But it isn't just for the person with the disability. The caregiver needs it. The sibling needs it. There are just so many more aspects to the support that is needed. And that is why we are so excited to welcome Cecilia from Best Buddies onto the podcast today. She's going to tell us about this amazing organization, the 5 different branches that it has, and all the different services that they are offering in all 50 states. And hopefully you will learn a lot about this organization that you didn't already know. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Talk to Me Sis. I am so glad that you have decided to join us. This week is going to look a little different because Lisa's had some things come up that she had to take care of, so I am flying solo without my co-pilot. But we still have an amazing guest and a really, really impactful conversation for you today. Okay, everyone, we are so excited today to welcome Cecilia Elizalde from Best Buddies to Talk to Me Sis. Cecilia, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you, Nikki. It's so great to be here with you.
Yes, well, we are excited to talk about Best Buddies. It has been such a gift in Tanner's life and many other people that we know and love. And we want all the people out there who don't know about it to learn, and the people who may only know part of what it offers to understand, you know, the depth of how many different programs you guys have going on. But before we get into Best Buddies, we want to know a little bit about you personally and your connection to the disability community and your background. So Cecilia, tell us a little bit about how you, this came to be something important in your life and your family.
So, almost 15 years ago, I used to be in a completely different world. It was all about entertainment. I used to host and produce a national music TV show in Hispanic, in the Hispanic world. And I got to cover the Grammys and the Billboards and interview all my favorite stars. And that's what I wanted to do since I was little. So it was amazing. Then my daughter was born and changed my life completely for the better. And right around that time, the network was being sold. So there were a lot of changes happening. And I thought, I need to take a little break and just dedicate my time to my daughter. She was born with Down syndrome, and I didn't know during pregnancy that she had Down syndrome. All the tests were coming as expected. And so it was a very, very big shock for me because I had never met anyone, I would say, with a disability in my life up to that.
Wow. So this was completely uncharted territory for you.
100%. 100%. And when the doctor came in and started talking about trisomy 21, I didn't even know what that was. I thought he was going to give me something to take home, like, a syrup or something.
Right. Some treatment for her. Yeah.
And I was like, what does trisomy 21 entail? And he looked at me and he's like, have you heard about Down syndrome? And oh my God, Nikki, that's when my world just opened in half. And I felt like I was going to the bottom of the ocean. I could not, like.
That's a great way to describe it. It really is.
And the tears, much like me being submerged in the ocean just started coming out, like lots of tears. I couldn't say anything. I was in such shock when I heard those words. The only question that I could formulate at that time was, but what about all the tests? And he said, you know, sometimes life has bigger plans for us. Mm. And so I,
what a nice doctor.
He was nice. Yeah. And my husband was very adamant about having him deliver the diagnosis to me because his experience was very different. For me, it was a C-section and they pulled him aside. I was still asleep. And a doctor in the hallway said, you know, I think there's a 90% chance your daughter has Down syndrome. And he was like, 90% she doesn't? And he's like, no, she does. But we'll run some tests and I'm going to let you go for now because I have another patient. And just kind of like drop a bomb there and left.
And walk away. Oh my gosh.
In the middle of the hospital, which wow. Can be so sterile too. And so he was like a guard in my room trying to make sure nobody enters except for that doctor who I'd at least seen for 9 months prior.
Right. Right.
And so he kind of walked me through it and all, but you know, it's just the way we receive diagnoses can be just so life changing and just
so life changing. And you just, and when you look back, isn't it crazy? Like if it's been 15 years, you almost can't believe you made it through it. Like you look back and you're like, how did I even continue to function? The shock is so heavy,
yeah.
But you have to, you got to recover. You have to feed her. You have to care for her. You have to learn how to be the mother to an infant. I mean, it's just so much happened.
And I
so
think
quickly.
That's something that was hard for me at first to remember because I was just so stuck in the mm-hmm. diagnosis that all
right.
I could see was Down syndrome because it's a, you know, it's an apparent disability. So it
yes.
would be like an even bigger reminder. But then little by little, I was like, well, she's just a baby like any other baby. And like,
just like any other baby. Yes.
And she needs cuddles and she needs everything else I've
yes.
done. And she was my first daughter too. So it was just like being a first time mom and learning about,
oh yeah,
was just processing the whole thing.
Oh, and it's so when you had no idea throughout your pregnancy and we're not expecting it. And like, you know, for us, of course, we had completely normal development until 2.5. It was just like being hit in the head with a baseball bat. I was just like, what are you saying? I mean, like, what? You know, you that's how you feel. You're like, there's no way. This can't be right. And you really don't understand the gravity of how much your entire life is about to take a turn in that moment. But like you said, I love that you said at the very beginning, for the better.
Yes.
You know, for the better. And oh my gosh, we have so many friends, so many now with Down syndrome, some of the biggest blessings of our life.
Oh,
literally some of the biggest blessings of our life. Some of my favorite people in the world have Down syndrome.
Yeah.
It is truly, truly just an amazing people.
Oh, 100%. And I remember I started noticing things in her that I didn't notice in my friends' babies and just
yep.
the level of resilience and hard work, you know, going as months
mm-hmm.
as, you know, going to all the therapies and how much she struggled to even like lift her neck and
yep.
things that most people take for granted. And she
sure.
started, you know, teaching me so many just wise lessons about life.
Yep.
And then I also, because I came from the entertainment world, I started noticing that there wasn't too much visibility or representation of individuals
yep.
with intellectual or developmental disabilities. And so I created a campaign then that went viral and it made history because
yes.
she was the first person with Down syndrome to model for a major fashion designer.
That, no, how old was she when this happened, Cecilia?
She was like 10 months old.
Okay, so as an infant,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like super
wow.
cute with a little bathing suit and
oh.
it was just amazing how it took off because
well,
that hadn't been done before.
Tell me your daughter's name.
Valentina.
Valentina.
Yeah, which
that's
in Spanish
beautiful.
Is brave. And then her last name is Guerrero, which is warrior. So we always.
Oh, wow.
Even before we knew she was going to. Yeah.
I was going to say that was so divine that
I
that's
know,
the
right?
name that you gave her. That's amazing. Okay, so you obviously, if you had this campaign by the time she was 10 months old, you rallied pretty quickly
yeah.
in your disability parenting journey. So as the years went on, what eventually led you to Best Buddies?
So I started working with different organizations around the world. And I worked with Best Buddies for a little bit prior to the creation of Family Support. And so when our founder, Anthony Kennedy Shriver, and Catherine Ann decided that they really wanted a program that supports parents and caregivers, because up to that point, Best Buddies was purely focused on the individuals with IDD themselves. And so now it was time to take care of those who take care of the individuals. And so he called me, and I was really excited about that idea, because I know how much as parents, we need that support. We need to talk somebody to somebody else about, you know, what we're going through and what questions we might have. And developing the program with Catherine Ann, and it's grown really quickly. Now there is Uni's Buddies, which is for parents and caregivers, and we have Siblings, which is for siblings of individuals with...
Amazing. So Best Buddies has five pillars. So can you tell us about the five pillars for the people who aren't aware of that?
Yes. So we have initially, Best Buddies was created through the for the friendship pillar, with the friendship pillar. And this was because Anthony recognized that there were very few opportunities for individuals with IDD to socialize. And this was back in 1989, which you can imagine it was a lot even more different than now.
Exactly, exactly.
And so he wanted to create something where he connected individuals with IDD with individuals without IDD. And he created this amazing movement, really, and it's a global movement. And that took off. And little by little, because he was just, he'd always been a part of this community. His mother founded the Special Olympics. His, you know, his uncle, John F. Kennedy, President Kennedy, created so many initiatives for a community as well. And so he had grown up with this vision and in this world and around people with disabilities, and he knows how important it is to create an inclusive world. And so he then created different programs. You know, it started growing, and now we have, aside from friendship, we have integrated employment, we have leadership development, which is now launching even a newer initiative underneath it that is Best Buddies Entrepreneurs. And that's super exciting because it's helping entrepreneurs with IDD become, you know, attain leadership skills and learn how to run their business and just really do what they love and give them the tools to succeed. Yeah. And then we have inclusive living as well, where individuals with and without disabilities, you know, live in different locations across the country. And we have travel as well, which is another really exciting program. Yeah, again, with and without disabilities, it's all about, you know, just we all benefit from that level of inclusion. And so it's just, it's grown because people are recognizing it. We have also our transitions program, you know, for individuals who are transitioning into adulthood. So understanding what that may look like and supporting them with tools and skills for that independent life, if that's, you know, ideally what they go for. And family support, which now has Uni's Buddies and Siblings.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ETHOS.com. Application times and rates may vary.
The Jonas Brothers are running it back. Relive the Burning Up Tour and celebrate the biggest Jonas Brothers hits that have defined a generation. One incredible celebration. One unforgettable night. See the Jonas Brothers live across North America in 2026. Get tickets Friday at LiveNation.com. Jonas Brothers, the Burning Up Tour, all over again.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Okay, so tell us specifically about Uni's Buddies and siblings.
So Uni's Buddies is created, like I had mentioned, for the parent and caregiver when they received a diagnosis.
Because that's at the time of the news.
Around the diagnosis, because there may be parents that are still unsure, what is happening, and they're trying to understand it. And so we pair a parent who's pregnant or received a diagnosis at birth or up to 8 years old with another parent who is already on this journey and can provide something that really nobody else can. Like no doctor can give you the level of guidance or no brochure can have experience, that a parent can give you.
Oh, that is just, to me, that is like music to my ears. What I would have given. And honestly, I sort of accidentally had that experience. It certainly wasn't through any organization, but there was one other family in our immediate geographic area who had a child diagnosed with autism. And that mom, she happened to be in the medical field. I'm formerly a nurse. And she didn't know me. She just called me up and said, "It's okay. You're going to make it. You're not going to, this is not going to crush you. You will survive. Here are things I would tell you that are worth your time. Here are some things I would tell you are probably not worth your time. Call me if you need me. Come to my house and watch how we do therapy with my son if you need to." And it truly was invaluable, the comfort she gave me and the time that she saved me. So, oh my gosh.
Yes.
Uni's Buddies, what an incredible service for newly diagnosed parents, because that is truly, I mean, there are hard points all along the way, but that initial shock and that feeling of just being so out of your depth and like, I'm responsible, but I have no idea what to do. That was the hardest for me. Like, everyone's looking at me like to blaze this trail, but I don't even know what trail I'm supposed to go down.
Right.
It was so hard. Right. And it's so hard.
And it can be so transformative too, because I remember meeting, I also had what we would call a mentor, same like you. It wasn't anything formal, but I was connected with a mom and she was just so amazing and so helpful. I remember she reached out to me, but I wasn't ready. Like, it took me about 3 months to be able to talk to another parent. And we understand at Uni's Buddies that everybody has their own timing, their own journey. But I remember then when I met her and I met her child, her daughter, who was a teenager at the time, it was just like something clicked for me, because I was like, oh, she can be bilingual and they can get a job and they like things that I was just so ignorant, Nikki, about.
Oh, me too.
Thing. And so,
but we don't, you only know what you know in your life. And, especially, for me, it was 25 years ago. For you, it was 15. The world was not what it is today. There was just not so much information readily available for us at our fingertips all day long, every day. There wasn't community, big, broad community in the greater world, like you can easily find now through your phone. It was just such a different time. So that is one of the things that makes me the happiest for the newly diagnosed parents of today. They just have so much more at their fingertips. And organizations like Best Buddies that are offering, in so many facets of life, offering help and support. It's amazing.
I think that's one of the beautiful things that, we really pride on ourselves on, because, we're here from the moment of diagnosis and then walking you step by step, because it can be really overwhelming. So we won't feed you like a ton of links or anything like that. We'll just go at your pace. But then throughout the different life stages and just, through adulthood, and we're here to support you. It's not just this initial part.
I love it. I love it so much. And having supports for inclusive living and travel, because like for us, Tanner was just getting established with Best Buddies. They had just brought it to Clemson right around the time that the first season he was on of Love on the Spectrum came out. So he had done a few outings with his buddy and, been to a few events and stuff. I remember talking to the organizer of Best Buddies in Clemson when it was new there. and saying the greatest gift I feel like anyone can give the family or the caregivers or the parents is their time. Yeah. I mean, because there was so much of like what happened, you know, during the therapy years and during the specialized schooling years that you just had to do. I mean, we had to show up to the therapy, we had to go to school. But what I often felt like I didn't get was just some time to myself where I wasn't consumed with Tanner and his good and making sure that he was being properly cared for, properly supervised, you know, and also being like enriched and just having someone really spend meaningful time with him, not just watch him for me. So for Best Buddies to provide that, particularly with young adults whose social lives might be more stunted than a typical person, oh, what a gift. Because I can remember him calling me so excited. We went for ice cream and we went bowling, or, you know, or we walked the dikes and then we went and got pizza. I mean, for me to know that he had those like normal,
those are like
very fun experiences. Yes.
Yeah, for a mom.
And he wasn't necessarily getting those. And with a, you know, a typically developed peer who could, you know, guide him and teach him and challenge him. Oh, I mean, it's like a gift from heaven.
Yes.
So I would encourage anybody, especially young adults. And we are so spoiled in Clemson because the culture there is so inclusive, and Clemson life has just made that town just, it's unbelievable how the disability community gets basically treasured and like promoted in Clemson. They really do. But I mean, if you can find and get involved in your chapter of Best Buddies in your community, wherever you are, it is so much more than just the person you get buddied with. It is so much bigger than that. It's, you are giving relief to their caregiver. You are making their siblings happy. You are, you know, you are giving that mom time to go get her hair cut or clean her house in peace or whatever it may be, you know, but it's just so much bigger than just what you see.
You mentioned that too, because that's part of something else that we take into account at Uni's Buddies. You know, we want to make sure that the parent really feels contained and supported. And so create different initiatives. For example, we'll have local socials where our parents can have a night out, or where only siblings get that support, you know, the parent and the sibling go together. So it's like that one-on-one time with the sibling, or family outings, things that we've really like, it's, you know, backed with information to understand that it just makes such a big difference on the journey for a parent. The ability, you mentioned community, like the ability to connect with others and not feel isolated in this journey. And then we'll, you know, if it's, because it's available nationwide, we also create these virtual gatherings where a parent will present on a topic, say, we're talking about back to school and how frustrating sometimes it can be, certain things.
Right. Or IEP meetings, getting the schedule, getting the sensory issues solved, all those things. It's
things
a lot.
That other parents, you know, your other friends might not really get. And so we connect over that and we vent, or we share experiences and we share insight and wins and everything in between. And then we also have webinars to, you know, be able to guide parents on really key topics like navigating school and healthcare system, financial resources available, things like that, that really apply to our community that you don't know if you, you know, there's no way you would know if you weren't part of this community.
You don't know until you have to actually walk that road and to talk to someone else. I always say that, like, and I am not in any way, you know, minimizing the impact of doctors and therapists and teachers. They were vitally important. Yeah. But I always say I learned more from other moms than, and so connecting moms, that's like the information superpower highway. You know what I mean? Like,
you just have resources too. Anything.
Exactly. And that's who you really like learn from. And it also is just so comforting and just equalizing to hear another mom say, oh yes, we also have to do this before we go in the grocery store. We have to, you know, have all these things in place before the family goes out to dinner at a restaurant, or, you know, I have to, like, you know, make a list for my mother-in-law to keep him or her because they don't understand, you know, those things that you just don't ever really even think about with typically developing children. It's so comforting to talk to other parents.
Oh, 100%. We have families that will say, like, I turn to my best friend, or often they turn to their own parents, but they don't know either. And so it's really hard for them too, to be able to guide, you know, this friend or this sister or whatever it may be, because you're new to this as well. So if you're connecting with somebody who's already on this journey and can be like, I get it. I know exactly what you're going or feeling or saying, or, you know, whatever.
It is such the bigger picture, because then, you know, you feel supported, you feel community, you feel connection. Your mental health is going to be better. And then if your mental health is better, you're going to take better physical care of yourself. So like programs like this are just so much bigger than just the immediate thing that 100%. It's doing.
And even if you go to the child, like if you are prepared and you feel, you know, that you can do this and you learn the resources and all of it, your child's development could be different too.
So much better. Yeah. If they have a calm, fulfilled, connected parent who is not hopeless, they're going to do better. You know, they are going to do better. And mom and dad need that support.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
The Jonas Brothers are running it back. Relive the Burning Up Tour and celebrate the biggest Jonas Brothers hits that have defined a generation. One incredible celebration. One unforgettable night. See the Jonas Brothers live across North America in 2026. Get tickets Friday at LiveNation.com. Jonas Brothers, the Burning Up Tour, all over again.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Well, I want to talk about the inclusive living branch of thing, because obviously that's a big one for me, because one of our main goals was for Tanner to at least spend some years of his life, which he's doing now, living independently. And that was a huge push and component of the Clemson Life program. So how does it work within Best Buddies? For we have a lot of listeners who have, you know, late high school or young adult children, and that's the phase of life that they're, you know, immediately concerned with.
Yeah. So, it's really beautiful because, you know, they are in spaces that where they'll have, I think it's like a weekly lunch or dinner. And so together they'll spend some times. They're able to get to know each other. So there's that social aspect. But then they also have kind of like we have IEPs at school, but they have living where the parent and the individual with IDD will decide to work on a specific skill. So let's say you need to learn how to do your own laundry. You will work on that and get to that goal and have those, like the resident, each residential manager will help the individual achieve that too. And so it's fostering those independent skills as well, aside from the social aspect and the fact that they're already, they're placed in an environment where they kind of have to do it because they're living by themselves and, you know, they have to figure it out with guidance and, you know, support.
What do these residential communities look like? Like I've interacted with the group at Clemson, but for the other listeners, like what do these residential communities look like?
They'll usually be around a campus or a school, you know, some sort of school. And they're beautiful. Like, and that's one of the things that I love about Best Buddies, because Anthony always says, you know, we have to treat our participants always with a 5-star treatment, because often that wasn't the case.
And that's not the case. Buddies,
that is all they have to receive. So the facilities are like beautiful, I don't know, high-end hotels. you have, like, they have their pools and their common areas that are gorgeous. And, you know, they have their own spaces. Sometimes they'll share the kitchen and things like that. They each are different in different cities. I believe currently we're in 17 locations across the country.
I was just about to ask. So there's 17 currently.
Yeah.
Okay. How does one, is it an, like, what's the application process or the admission process? Is this like something that, how does that happen?
Yeah, so you'll log on online and you'll submit an application and then you'll get contacted by the Living Program. And then you'll go from there. You'll talk about what your needs and priorities, if it's something that's doable. There is some financial aid as well. And so, yeah, it's, again, it's step by step. And the idea is that, you know, it's a good fit for all parties involved. We want to make sure that they're set up for success.
Yes. So would there be like a house manager or like a point person kind of?
Yes. Yes. There will be a program manager who manages that location. Like each location has a different one. And there is a, you know, living program director that you can also, she's super accessible. She's awesome too. And so, you know, depending on your needs, we walk you through them and then we go from there.
That's amazing. And then the family can be involved with helping write the goals and helping write the skills they'd like to achieve and work on and perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Yeah. Because that too is just something that I know feels so unattainable for so many families, but it is so much more attainable, I think, than a lot of people realize. You know, like Clemson Life taught us that because during Tanner's high school years, I would never have thought that it would be possible for him to maintain a living space independently, you know, but it was just, you know, when taught the right way and taught in small chunks and, you know, over a long period of time and supported, and we gave a little responsibility, we gave a little more. It was unbelievable to us what he's capable of doing and what he can learn. And then again, it's another situation where the trickle out to all of us, it was so healthy, you know, and I think for so many families, because we don't plan for him to live away from us indefinitely, probably not forever, but for as long as he desires to and is thriving and doing well, we're going to do our best to make it happen. But it's so just important for everyone. It really is that natural young adulthood break from mom and dad, when you never get that, it's not to say it's a horrible thing if it doesn't happen. People work around it, but it is a really healthy thing if it is possible.
Can I ask you how, what made you decide on
him?
Yeah, because I feel like for a lot of parents, it could also be kind of a scary step.
Well, you know, it is. And honestly, people ask me that all the time. Like, aren't you just like terrified? Like, what if he wakes up in the night sick? Or what if there's, you know, something scary going on in the area or, you know, whatever. The big things in life, but it's a constant, you know, we are constantly weighing, because I'm like, but for him to have this opportunity to prove to himself, to us and the world, that he is capable of running his day-to-day commitments, responsibilities, and activities, the self-confidence in that, the self-worth, the drive to do more, the growing and the stretching of his mind and his abilities has just been unbelievable. I mean, really and truly unbelievable. And emotionally, it's been so satisfying for him and for us. And it's allowed our relationship to kind of evolve in a way that I never necessarily thought it would. I wasn't sure that we would ever get the opportunity for our relationship, for us to really say, I don't know, Tanner, what do you think? You know, or like, Tanner, did you handle, I'm assuming you did, you know, those kinds of questions. So we started realizing probably by about junior year of Clemson Life, we're like, he really might be a candidate for continuing on, you know, in that community, because we live almost 3 hours away, and staying there. And then the job that he has, that hotel was built and opened up and was available for, you know, they were hiring right around the time that he graduated. And that was all felt very divine and very, you know, we were very blessed that that timing worked out like that. And Mark and I looked at each other and we were like, we'll never know if we don't let him try. Like, you know, the worst thing happens is it doesn't work and we bring him home. But not only did it work, and this was long before Love on the Spectrum. I mean, none of this has anything to do with Love on the Spectrum. He was doing this before the show. And yeah, it was truly the miracle of his life. And we always say, we always give, and I mean, just, you know, not everyone can go to Clemson Life. I mean, they take 40 to 50 kids, you know, and there's about 200 programs, but not everyone is going to be able to access those programs. So for an organization like Best Buddies to be doing essentially the same thing, you know, and hopefully it's in 17 now, I hope it's in 70 locations within the next couple of years, because there's families all over the country whose kids are really capable.
Agree, 100%. And I would say that just for neurotypical, like for all humans, we learn through experience and making mistakes. And if we don't allow our children to do that, like just give them the opportunity, like you said, you know, just let's see what happens.
And you learn when things are hard, and hard doesn't mean bad. Hard might just mean challenging. Yeah. You know, that's when you really learn.
You grow.
And and you know, I've just noticed, you know, it's been really wild to me that when challenging situations have come up, I've been very pleased with how Tanner does seem to understand, like, you know, his chain of like who he should call first, who he should call second, what he can do on his own to troubleshoot. And if he was living here with us, he would never have needed to learn those skills, because he would always have, you know, the fallback of us, and we'd be here.
Yeah.
So I just, the inclusive living piece to me is just.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
I really hope my daughter is like, you know, hoping to try it, and I'm ready to do it. I don't know. How did you know Tanner was ready?
Well, you know, Clemson Life and his opportunity and great privilege to be able to go to a college program, you know, it was sort of like baby stepping, because, you know, he went there for college and they are residential. They live on campus. So that was a very nice like test run. You know what I mean? Like could the first 2 years they live with a helper. It's called an ILA, an independent living assistant. And then the second 2 years they live in an apartment with two other students in the program, but no helper.
Hmm.
The staff, like the teachers are in and out all day, but no helper. So that's sort of like then the next jump. Like, can they do it with someone checking in and out, but nobody actually there all night and there every morning? And then if they succeed at that, then, you know, most families are like, well, maybe we'll give it a try and see what happens. So we were very blessed in that we had that situation, that we could sort of watch this very slow progression of handing him a little more and a little more and a little more. I know it's harder when you go from home, you know, straight to your own apartment, but this is just, it's an amazing concept. And the Uni's Buddies, I mean, the time of diagnosis support, that is...
It's just so important. And not only we support the parents, but also the medical providers, because they often don't know how to...
Don't know what to say.
Like you said at the beginning, you know, it whatever they say, whatever words come out of their mouth, it's what's going to shape our journey. And so if they become, you know, if they come to us with like, I'm sorry, you're automatically framed as something negative.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be. And so, you know, just... educating medical providers and supporting them too, because we talk to them and those are challenging situations and conversations, and they're very complex. And so it's hard for them too. And we're here to support the medical providers as well. While they do that, because if they feel supported, then they'll be able to better support the parents and caregivers.
Yes.
And so that cycle just.
That education is so important, because they really can make or break your first, you know, initial emotional reaction. They really can. How they approach you is massive. Yeah. And that's a big piece of the puzzle I don't think many organizations are seeing, you know. And I'm sure, like you said, how overwhelming for the medical community. They're already overworked. They're already trying to do too much. And then, you know, in the midst of all their, you know, happy, you know, their typical births, then they have to turn around and say, oh my gosh, I have this unexpected situation. How do I support this parent?
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Okay, so on the note of families, let's talk a little bit about siblings and the services and the organizations that you are the branches that you offer for them.
Yeah, so siblings, similar, just under the umbrella for family support, it's all about connection, community. And so siblings, it's the same thing. And we know I also have a typically developing child.
Okay.
And, you know, it's interesting the dynamic that a diagnosis can, you know, give to a family in general. And so they have a unique role in the family. Often they have to give up time with their parents because their sibling needs additional time, or they have to mature a lot quicker than their peers, you know? Often they don't understand necessarily what the diagnosis means because they grew up with it. And they understand what it means with their sibling, but then they go out somewhere else. And even, you know, within the spectrum, it's the autism spectrum. It's just, it's so different. And it can be sometimes shocking. It's hard to understand for some, depending on the age of the sibling too. So what we created is same format as Unis Buddies, in the sense that we connect them with other siblings who understand the journey, who have been there, who know, you know, what it may feel like at certain times if you're not able to get your parents' attention, or, you know, whatever they're going through. Even sometimes we've talked to parents who say their neurotypical son stopped inviting their friends because they didn't want them to see, like, the wheelchair or things that, you know, might make him stand out or seem different. And so just kind of normalizing that experience and just connecting with others who may feel that way too. But the way we connect them is not necessarily through the diagnosis. They form part of a group. When they apply, they start getting invitations to our different virtual gatherings, and they can also join an app. And so in the app, they're able to join subgroups based on their interests. It can be like photography or foodies or sports or, you know, whatever it
may
be. So the conversation really starts around your interests, not the sibling. And then naturally, those conversations will develop. But the initial connection becomes around what you guys have in common.
That's amazing. And that is another just often overlooked and very sometimes underrepresented, I think, group of people are the siblings. I know when Lisa and I first started Talk to Me Sis, some of our first few episodes were interviews with the brothers and the sisters.
Oh, I love those episodes.
Oh, thank you. Because there's, you know, there's three brothers and there's three sisters. And Lisa and I were, I mean, I shouldn't have been surprised because my kids have always been very open and forthright with their feelings. And But I was amazed at all they had to say. And like, and how therapeutic. Mine came back and told me after, and I know Lisa's did too, you know, how it would just felt so therapeutic to talk it out and just to like really state, this is how it was for me. And then just them, and they know the Tomlinsons, and you know, they all interact, and but just to say it to each other, you know, and like, and just hear the other family relating and feeling the same things and talking about the parts that aren't pretty. Cause it's not,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's not. And you know, we told ours from the jump, this is a harder road than most families are going to face. And doesn't mean it's a worse road or a bad road, but it is a more difficult, more challenging road. And you're on this ride because you're in this family. And it is crucial, crucial, crucial that they feel like other people understand and that they know that they're not the only ones. Cause it does feel like that,
yeah,
a lot.
Sometimes
it can be such an isolating thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you're not, I mean, they're the sibling and they're just kind of part of the family, but some people might not understand that they do have a unique experience different than, you know, a neurotypical sibling. And I also remember from those episodes, and I'll tell you, when we were developing siblings, I listened to those episodes a lot.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, to
oh
develop
God.
Certain things, you know,
that's
that would
so
be
great.
Helpful from our parents.
Well, it is. And it's just, that's such a group of people that really needs to be celebrated and encouraged, because I think a lot is given up, a lot is lost. And, you know, there's a lot of just generosity of heart, I feel like, in the siblings of people with special needs. And it usually, I feel like in my experience, I have seen it may turn a lot of people into outstanding adults. You know what I mean? The things that they learn growing up with a special sib turns them into quite an impressive adult, because they have learned some very hard life lessons and very, you know, deep things as a young person.
Oh, 100%.
So,
but it's also what you said, it's super important, you know, about celebrating them, because they're not the sibling of, they're their own people.
And they're their own person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it is a balancing act.
Yeah.
And again, you know, like I said, the trickle out, like for the parents too, that's another comforting thing. If they know there's, you know, their neurotypical child is connecting with other siblings of specials, and they know they have that support and those connections. It just makes you feel better.
Yeah.
I love it. This is so good. So Cecilia, tell us, like, how does someone find, I mean, obviously the internet, but like, how many cities would you say in the, like, Best Buddies is available in?
Oh, we're in 50 cities around, in 50 states.
Okay. All 50 states.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. In 47 countries. There are different programs in different states and different cities.
So not every program is necessarily available.
Exactly.
Right.
So you will log on to bestbuddies.org and then you will click under your state and you'll see which programs are available in that state and in which cities. But a lot of our programs, like all the family support programs, are offered virtually too. So those are available everywhere.
You can always, okay, that's amazing. Yeah. That is so amazing. So Cecilia, if you had to give advice to a family who feels like maybe they don't need help yet, what would you say?
I mean, in some capacity, I would say I was that parent. You know,
really?
I didn't think I didn't need help. But I didn't feel I was ready to get the help, because I was like, what is that help going to entail? Is it going to be a lot of work? Is it going to be like, I just imagined this massive like boulder if I asked
right.
for help.
Like, is it going to be one more thing I have to do?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But so the idea is to go step by step. And so you might not even do mentorship yet. You could just show up to one of our events, and that way you connect and see how the event helps you. You know, if it's one of our self-care events and you just need it, that time we have like yoga moments, or we'll have like, we'll go with Florida, for example, has done boating outings, and all of these events in Florida are free to our families, because also a lot, and we make sure that they're accessible, you know, if they're family friendly and all of that. And so just see how you feel, see if you connect with somebody. And then take it from there. It really, you have to go step by step. And maybe that first time, it's not what you hope for, and you try it again in 3 months. And then, you know, you see, I think listening to your instincts is just so important as a parent. And I think you've done an amazing job at doing that. I hear your podcast,
thank you.
And watch you and all of that. But
thank you.
You know, it's connecting with other people that often gives you that initial sense of relief.
Yeah. And the virtual format might be the right start for some people who aren't super comfortable getting out, or, you know, or maybe they feel like their needs aren't that great yet. But I feel like at some point in the journey, we all are going to be in a place where we are really needing support and connection that may be earlier or later. You know, I know for a lot of people, the first years are the harder and then things kind of lighten. And for some people, it doesn't really hit them until the teen years and, you know, and they feel more. So I know for us, that was a big, that was sort of like a second, almost like a second diagnosis. I feel like that was a really pivotal time. You know, diagnosis was obviously the shell shock feeling of just like, what tornado did I just get hit by? And then we got very busy and then we were running and doing for a lot of years. And then I felt like when we hit those teen years and everybody else's child sort of had this dramatic developmental leap and Tanner did not. And it started really becoming apparent how different his life path was going to look because everybody else's life suddenly became much more complex and they started doing much bigger things. That was a time that I really needed a lot of emotional support and I needed a lot of acceptance help, you know, and just understanding that. And sometimes I needed a little, just like someone to say, it's okay to grieve, you know, because I grieved a lot in those years. I grieved what wasn't going to happen, what I wasn't going to see. And looking back now, it's all okay. You know, it really is all okay. And the things that we did get to see ended up being just as beautiful. They were just different. But when you're standing there at the bottom of that mountain, it's really hard. It's really, really, really hard. But yeah, that's amazing. Well, then this question, but I feel like we've kind of answered it. Like, what does Best Buddies hope families ultimately walk away with?
I think hope, yes, inspiration, and empowerment. Because we really, like, have different initiatives to make sure that they feel like they can do this. And the mentors are amazing. And I would like to take this opportunity to invite parents of children with IDD to become mentors. They really, not only they help change a life, and that can be just so rewarding on its own, but then you become part of the community and you know, join our different local socials and everything else we have to offer. And it's just beautiful to see how it grows and how they themselves, the mentors, benefit from it as well.
100%. I feel like that is such a empowering, and it can really, when you can help someone who is behind you in the journey, I feel like it just gives you so much purpose in your own child's path through life. Like when you start to see, I can use these things that I've been through for good. I can take the hard path that we walked and make somebody else's just a little easier or a little smoother. It just gives meaning to what you've walked through. And what is that saying about, like, if you're having a bad day, go help somebody else?
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Or if you're feeling sorry, yeah, for yourself, the only way to get out of it is to go help somebody else. It's so true.
Yeah.
And I think it's true in the disability world too. You will feel better about your, and that's been so true for Lisa and I, like having this opportunity to meet so many people over the last couple of years. It's so humbling as well. I mean, so humbling. And that's important too, to get out there and see all these amazing families who are doing so much and such amazing advocates and working so hard and doing so much. It's really, really, it's really good for you.
And I know that parents, especially, you know, us parents that have children with IDD, we have our full plate. But with mentorship, it really is like a friendship. And
yes,
you know, it's at Uni's Buddies, we do one-on-one. So it's, you won't have to mentor multiple parents. It's just, we connect you with somebody based on your interests. It's,
yep,
really, you know, it's like very detailed. It could be faith, it could be language, it could, you know, a lot of different things to make sure that that's a strong connection. And ideally you walk together through the rest of the,
yes,
journey.
Amazing. I love it. I love it so much. What an important and amazing work y'all are doing. This is so great. I love it. I love it. It really is an amazing program. And Tanner and Trent Landreth from Drawings by Trent, we had the opportunity last spring to do the t-shirt and hat campaign for Best Buddies. And that was just so special. The boys, we had so much fun working with Vineyard Vines to give back to Best Buddies.
And
it was,
yeah.
Oh, it was such an honor. You know what I mean? To know that those t-shirts and those hats and everything that was sold went to support such an amazing organization. It really was. I mean, it meant a lot to Tanner when he was involved. And I'm sure at some point when he has more time, he will be involved again. I have no doubt. he will want a buddy when he's not racing all over the world with his tail on fire like he is right now.
Oh my goodness.
So but it is amazing. So, but Cecilia, we are just like thrilled really that this finally worked out and we were able to have you on. And I hope that every family listening, like if you did not realize Bus Buddies existed, please go learn about it. Maybe you didn't realize that they offer so much more than just the friendship piece. It might encourage some families to take that inclusive living jump, might, you know, help some newly diagnosed families be brave enough to reach out and ask for help that maybe they've been too scared to ask for. So I feel like people really learned a lot today. Thank you so much.
May I share one more piece of actually developing?
No, please.
We are about to launch our Family Forever Conference in October 16 and 17 in Ohio. And it's really exciting because it'll be a mix of a retreat with, you know, a typical conference with information, but, you know, really curated guests and sessions that are going to take your journey to the next level. I'm really excited about it because often I've been to conferences and then I leave a little bit overwhelmed with all the information that I got. And I'm like, where do I even start? Here, you know, we have that retreat piece of it and we'll have, you know, like massage chairs and acupuncture and things that are going to help you, like, be ready when you exit the conference and take it from there. So we're super excited. We'll have amazing keynote speakers. And
that's amazing. Okay, so this is October 16th and 17th of this year of 26. And where, what city in Ohio?
In Columbus.
Columbus, Ohio. Okay, so if somebody wanted to go to that, they could just go to bestbuddies.org.
Yeah, and they'll find the and they'll find the Family Forever conference there, and they can register and find more information.
Registration links. Okay, that's amazing. Well, Cecilia, you are a light. You are delightful, and thank you so much for telling us about all the amazing work that you're doing and your story too. It was so lovely to have you on today.
Thank you, Nikki. It's just such a pleasure.
Yes. Well, we appreciate your time so much. And everybody go check out Best Buddies and see what they might have to offer your family. Okay, everybody. That was a great conversation. I knew it was going to be. I've had the pleasure of meeting Cecilia over Zoom before, and I knew she was going to be an amazing guest, and she did not disappoint. So I personally love Best Buddies and everything that it does. I think it is doing so much important work and really, really hitting the needs of the families out there. So I hope that this this episode was meaningful to you and that you got some information that you needed. I hope that you will check out bestbuddies.org and see what they can do for your family in your area. And I'm just super thankful to Cecilia for taking the time to be with us. Before I sign off today, I have some super exciting news. So you might want to just, like, if you're not paying attention, lean in a little bit and listen to me. You're not going to believe who the guests are next week. Two of the coolest, most handsome, most fun young men I know, Connor Tomlinson and Tanner Smith, will be joining us for a little life update. It's been a hot minute since we've had them on the podcast, and we thought it was time for them to come on. Both of them have had a lot of developments in their life. Things look very different than when we first had them on the podcast in 2025. Yeah, early 25. They have both grown up a lot, and we cannot wait to fill you all in on their travels, their new projects. They both have several new projects in the works. And just let everybody in and see what amazing, delightful young men they are becoming. So super excited. Please tune in next week and catch up on Connor and Tanner and everything that they're doing. And remember, it means more than you know and is so important for you to like, share, subscribe, recommend to your friends, tell people about the podcast, and please watch and listen wherever you choose to. We appreciate you being here. We are so thankful for our audience. And Lise told me that she wants to tell you too that we love you, mean it. Thanks for joining me today. Lise and I will be back next week with The Voice.
Pioneer.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves, recognize it in a flawless fit, and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. It's the standard Coldwater Creek has honored for over 40 years, derived from a rich Mountain West heritage and designed for today in styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half-mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.